Night, 40 Acres and Colonial. Continuing, this is the Pretenders Live. Bad Boys Get Spanked.
You didn't listen to the assholes.
To do that, and you know you don't like to. Well, you seem to get some kind of kick out of doing what you didn't like to. You deliberately defy the rules, 'cause the bars are filled by fools. Shoot on back, bad boys get spanked. You can look but don't touch, but no, you can't resist. Don't you ever think about the consequence? Guys like you never do. That's the kind of stuff that boys are made out of. That's the kind of stuff that boys are made out of. Shit all that, bad boys get spanked. Get spanked. You don't listen, do you, asshole? Don't be a punk all your life. They'll try to make a man out of you. Now say yes or say no, sir. Say yes, ma'am, say no, ma'am. Show that bad boys get spanked.
New Year's Day, 2011. Checking in at the Carter's Country local rifle range. Sounds of freedom.
Several people have been shot at a grocery store in Tucson, Arizona.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
We have been hearing very conflicting reports.
And a spokesman for the Pima County Sheriff's Department says that among the victims, or included in the victims, are at least 12 people. They describe them as injured. They do not use the word
in
wounded.
In this desperate situation about the state of the health of Gabrielle Giffords, Congresswoman of Arizona, can you confirm that she is still alive at this point?
The shooting reportedly took place around 10 a.m. local time. That would have been noon.
Yes, I can confirm that. She's currently in surgery.
Among those who may have been wounded was Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords.
So can you explain to us the situation? I understand that it is very grave.
Who is a Democrat with the House of Representatives.
I cannot reveal any other details at this time. We're having an official briefing.
It was described as a congressperson on your corner kind of gathering. These are often held by people in Congress where they go back to meet with their constituents.
At that point, within two or three seconds, the shooting began. And I saw him look up just as he was shooting her in the head.
Everyone is talking about the same damn thing. Everyone knows about it. Everyone's talking about the same damn thing. Everyone knows about it.
congresswoman's website.
And so when you heard the gunfire and you saw what happened, what did you do?
And it was stated that this was her first Congress on Your Corner of the year to be held Saturday, January 8th.
For the briefest instant, I it was sort of unreal. It didn't look like it was happening. I wanted to make sure
at
that it was
supermarket
not
in
some
Northwest.
Sort of stunt. But I saw people just going down. He was shooting at point blank in a very constricted area.
It appears that shots have been fired. According to the public information officer of the Pima County Sheriff's Department, a dozen people have been injured.
And people were going down, and they ducked behind a fairly large concrete post that was there.
And that there have been people transported to the Northwest Medical Center in Tucson, Arizona. We do not have the conditions of any of those.
And so you at some point, I think I heard you say at one point, did you play dead? Did you pretend like you were dead?
I did. He continued to shoot, and he was just shooting just indiscriminately.
Who have either been injured or who have been shot. We are continuing to get information into the CNN Center.
But since he was moving around where he could see me, so I laid down on the ground and acted as though I'd been shot, so I wouldn't be a target.
And so what happened to the shooter?
The shooting stopped, and there was, so many people down, and people were rushing to give them aid.
Everyone's talking about the same damn thing. Everyone knows about it. Everyone's talking about the same damn thing. Everyone knows about it. Everyone's talking about the same thing. Everyone knows about it.
I didn't know if the shooter had gotten away. At some point, after I checked some of the people, at some point I became aware that he was being held down on the ground by a couple guys, and so I joined in to help hold him down.
Did you think twice about
was
that?
Was, in fact, God-keeping a Gabriel Gifford?
No, I saw that his gun had been taken away from him, and apparently he was reloading another magazine. And a woman had
Congresswoman from Arizona,
had the magazine and the gun
told me that unfortunately it sounds like these are preliminary reports, but it sounds like some of her staff might have been shot.
You've
been
how could you be so full of hate? How could you do this kind of thing? He didn't say anything.
And how many people were in the area? Quite a few people got shot.
Quite a few people got shot. Not that many people. 20 to 25 people were in that area, and 18 of them got shot. So I feel very fortunate that I was not. I was one of the few who actually.
And obviously from the authorities on the scene.
These kind of Congress on your corner events, these are pretty common, I would imagine. I mean, typically this is just where.
How shaken are you by this?
It's gradually sinking in. I think it's one of those kind of things that yesterday there was, adrenaline, and I think there's a distraction from the rest of the
Become
quiet, or when I was sleeping last night, it's. It's pretty shaky to see people killed in front of your eyes.
I imagine you've never seen anything like it, nor did you ever expect to see something.
Behind her, and she was telling me a story about how she and her husband actually went on a last-minute trip to Rome for Christmas, and they she said that they were able.
No,
to...
and I did work in an emergency room for 18 years, so I'm used to it on that end. But it's quite different when it happens this way.
I was going to say, how does this, obviously you see horrible things in an emergency room, but how does this compare?
Well, as being one of the targets, it definitely is much more frightening. Although I wasn't frightened at the time, it was only more afterwards that I was shaken by it.
Shoot yourself. So
And I'm not gonna tell you what you can do with it too.
Music is Art. This is being brought by the president of the Armenian Medical Association, under whose strict supervision these toxins are being administered.
This is it. Doctor, give him that really big disease. Now, patient,
guns.
Can you hear me? You've got 10 seconds.
For example, we're on Sarah Palin's targeted list, but the thing is that the way that she has it depicted has the crosshairs of a gun sight over our district. And when people do that, they've got to realize there's consequences to that action.
Guns.
They've got to realize there's consequences.
Guns.
Something happy.
Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies and Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies. Those delicious, nutritious breakfast cereals shot from guns. Yes, shot from guns.
Condemn them, please back up. Give the Secret Service and the doctors. Back up, please. Back up, ladies and gentlemen, get out of the way! Move! I please move!
Report. vulnerability of the world. And we will gather and multiply destructive power and cross the most defended borders and raise a mortal threat. There is only one force of history. Is the expansion of America's vital interests and our deepest beliefs from the day of our founding.
Disturbing that
we have claimed
city,
this earth
ancient
because we bear the image
great
of the Maker.
Savings of the mass structure.
Thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there. Thank you.
Senator Robert Francis Kennedy died at 1:44 a.m. today, June 6, 1968.
Anybody here see my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed the good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin from ABC Radio. Three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade today in downtown Dallas, Texas. We're going to stand by for more details on the incident in Dallas. Now we return you to your regular program.
Everlasting sweet desire. million adults in California and an estimated 4 million handguns.
It's not fair.
When no more can be sold,
you can see that the majority of adults will be virtually prohibited from ever owning one. When this vacation land is sold out, that's right.
Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid.
Thank God for the violent shooter. One of your soldier heroes in Tucson. God appointed the Afghanistan veteran to avenge himself on this evil nation. However many are dead, Westboro Baptist Church will take it to their funeral.
The Mass will hopefully help begin a healing process for the families touched by this tragedy.
We will remind the living that you can still repent and obey. This is ultimatum time with God. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Luke 13:3.
And for our country, our exceptional country. So vibrant with ideas and passionate exchange and debate of ideas, it's a light to the rest of the world.
This nation on
Astrid, airfield, oily rag, to fend belt, flywheel, left arm rest, to crankshaft, tire jack, rearview mirror, to coil spring, piston ring, rubber foam, dice, to Kappa.
3-2-1-0.
Lug nut, need a valve, dashboard, padding, hubcap, rotor, windshield, wiper, big hand, little hand, radio dial, to front seat, back seat, air conditioner, rubber hose, rocker belt, digital synometer, spark plug, gas cap, cigarette lighter, headrest, retread, registration, floor mat, firewall, accelerator, pedal, to
come. 3-2-1-0.
Oil rig, radiator, coil, glue, wire, to clean up, set deck, transmatic fluid, to headlight, seat belt, sunroof cover, and a bumper sticker that says
no other possibility.
It is a custom of right for the private pleasure of a limited number of families.
It allows people who are already home.
After all, you aren't going to find a finished big blue mountain lake in California that isn't full of boats and people. And surrounded by cars. This opening is just the beginning of something people will want to sunder dry and
yeah.
Okay, that was Jello Biafra with No Means No. And The Myth Is Real, Let's Eat, from the album The Sky Is Falling and I Want My Mommy. Before that, the 180 G's covering the Negative Land song Car Bomb from 180 DG's To the Future. Before that, A Circumstantial Happenstance mixed with Scooter's latest edition of his show called The Inner Side, which is found at axisofevil.org, but you have to spell it A-C-K-S-I-S of evil. Before that, the sensational Alex Harvey Band out of Scotland with Faith Healer from the 70s. Another section of the Scooter Inner Side edition, including the Abraham Martin and John song. Pain Teens did Shotgun, sort of segued into Born in Blood. Oh, that's from the Born in Blood album. Sort of segued into new music from Gonja Sufi, the album called The Caliph's Tea Party. And before that, we also had some Gonja Sufi from The Caliph's Tea Party. No song titles on that album. I think we heard track 6 and part of track 7. Awesome Color with Oaxaca from the Massa Hypnos album. Saturday Night Special. Who did that? I don't know. Some Southern rock band. Scooter before that. And the Pretenders, Bad Boys Get Spanked. Oh, here are 40 Acres and Clone Mule. 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. And... well, we'll do the stats. Amount of music brought into the studio not played by weight. 29%. Really low. Not up to quota. But anyway. Sonic Youth Needle Time, 0. Also not up to quota. And number of circumstantial happenstances, 4. That's good. Par for the course. Of course. 40 Acres of Clone Mule. Have a happy week. Avoid any assassination attempts. I hope none come your way. And watch out for the crossfire, too. Alright, bye. This is Lee. Yeah.